not for God, some of us would have been forgotten by now. Any witness? If not for God, there are those who have been waiting to rejoice, to celebrate. Is that not your case? I visited you at Gobalaga Teaching Hospital, almost on life support, whatever. And God brought you out, all the way from Botswana, and came to Nigeria for a program. And then the devil said, don't go back alive. What a bastard devil. I am so grateful. To you, every devil waiting to rejoice over your life, over your family, their joy shall be turned to sorrow, their expectations shall become their frustration. Every negative news the enemy is planning to publish about you, that news becomes the portion of the devil, becomes the portion of the agents of the devil, becomes the portion of the agents of hell. Followed you from your childhood, determined to mess up your destiny, mess up God's purpose for your life. Your tenure expired. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Help me walk to 7 people. Tell them congratulations. The enemy's plan cannot stand. Congratulations. The enemy's plan cannot stand. The enemy's plan cannot stand. Congratulations. What the enemy plans concerning your life cannot stand. Cannot hold.
One more time, welcome to everyone here to this Praise and Mission service for the month of April. A month where the glory is risen by the power of faith. This evening, I'd like to speak very quickly on the subject, faith for preservation. Faith for preservation. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, it says, behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Scriptures make it, alright, before then, our objective is to understand the preservation power of faith. Understanding the preservation power of faith. Faith is a major weapon for the preservation of the life and destiny of the child of God. A major weapon. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 34, the Bible spoke, 11:34, it spoke about folks who quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in flight. They turned to flight the armies of the aliens, all through the power of faith. Fire lost power on their body. The sword lost impact through faith. Question is, how does faith produce preservation? What made it impossible for the fire to have its way and for the sword to have its way on the lives of the men and women of faith? Number one, faith connects the saint to the life of God. The life of God. The just shall live by faith. Faith causes the saint to draw the life of God. Romans chapter 1 verse 17 also made that clear. The righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith as it is written. The just shall live by faith. Faith causes mortal man to tap into the life of the immortal God. So faith connects man with life that is indestructible, where it cannot be said that a mortal man killed you. Whether by occultism or by witchcraft or anything. Faith connects man to the life of the immortal God. It connects man, it connects mortal man to indestructible life. Where you can say like Paul, like the master, no man taketh my life from me. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. So that when it is time to go, you went because it is time. You went because you have fulfilled your days. I speak to someone here today. You shall fulfill your days. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Lift your right hand and say, today, I tap into the life of God. By the power of faith. And I say today that no affliction, no disease, no demon, no agent of the devil can take me out of this life. Be before my time in the name of Jesus. Anybody looking for your life, they will get their own lives. Anybody planning your heart, they will multiply the heart back to themselves. Anybody planning your death, they will experience that death they want for you. In the name of Jesus. Number two, faith is a spiritual shield of protection against the arrows of destruction. It's a spiritual shield of protection against the arrows of destruction. We live in a world of flying arrows. Flying arrows. There are people who have run into arrows that was not flying for them. Bible said in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16. He said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith he shall be able to quench all the fiery darts, arrows, flying arrows, arrows of fire of the wicked. Somebody was walking in the motor park and just walking like this, a paramilitary person, just walking like that. And then all of a sudden, walking straight, held in normal. On the floor. That was the end. Arrows. Stray bullet. Driver carried passengers. Passengers said, can you stop? We want to go and ease ourselves. He stopped. They went. He placed his head on the steering. When they returned back, driver, let's move. None to answer. To never be your portion. It will never be your portion. It will never be your portion. One of our pastors went to a place, was coming across Kogi State, was coming, going back, I think, to Boko or something. And then he parked by the roadside to ease himself or to pass water. And then all of a sudden, bam, his leg matched something. He took that leg over. On the spot, he said his whole body was on fire. He called me from the road. Sir, I just matched him. Body on fire. War. In the name of Jesus, where that arrow came from, return back to hell. Now, be healed. It was a quarrel, a fight. Before that arrow went back to hell. Now, nobody knew he was passing. So they didn't put it for him. In all likelihood, it was planted for somebody else. He just entered a landmine. A spiritual landmine. He just entered an arrow. We live in a world of flying arrows. But we have the shield of faith. Whereby when the arrow comes by accident, it will backfire to sender. Somebody shout back to sender. That somebody shout back to sender. Say in the name of Jesus, I refuse to die anybody's death. Say in the name of Jesus, I refuse to inherit anybody's arrow. I refuse to inherit any arrow at all. Above all, taking the shield of faith. And you must understand that faith is takeable as a shield. Every time you are challenged, you go and take it. It's takeable. Taking the shield of faith. Wherein you quench. There are times he fires on you arrows of oppression, arrows of depression, arrows of discouragement, arrows of fear, arrows of perplexity, arrows of anxiety. All of a sudden from nowhere you became afraid. All of a sudden from nowhere You don't wish for life anymore. That devil is a bastard. That is why you must keep your faith alive. And I say today, every arrow flying in the vicinity of anybody, this arrow is retrieved. They are refired back to hell. Every arrow they are planning for the month of April, I declare they backfire to hell. For you, for your family, for anyone connected, related, associated with this commission, they backfire to hell. You believe that? Shout the Lord and say amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Number three. So first, faith connects the saint to the life of God. It's an indestructible life. Second, faith is a spiritual shield of protection against the arrows of destruction. Fourth, faith is a spiritual tool for the defeat of the enemy and victory for the saint. The defeat of the enemy and victory for the saint. Now in number two, we are dealing with faith as a weapon of defense. In number three, now we are dealing with faith as a weapon of offense. Where you bring the devil into defeat. 1 John chapter 5 and in verse 4. It says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, including the prince of this world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. Your faith is the victory. You cannot possess faith and lack victory. If faith is present, victory can't be absent. If faith is present, victory can't be absent. If faith is present, defeat is compulsory for the enemy. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Gang up of witches and wizards. Gang up of the occultists. Gang up of wicked killers, wherever they may be found. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. I see that victory as somebody's portion here today. And if you are that one, say loud amen. Finally, number four. Faith secures the backing and involvement of God in life's battles. It secures the backing and the involvement of God in life's battles. Every time you want to get God involved, release faith. Hebrews 11:6, for without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. When David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? The God who delivered me from the lion and the bear shall deliver me from this uncircumcised Philistine. God heard. And God said, you believe me to that extent? Let's go. Yours it is to shoot the stone. Mine it is to direct the stone and collapse the giant. Hallelujah. You want to get God into a fight. You want to get God into the battle. You get him into the battle by the frequency of faith. Bible said, with God, all things are possible. And then all things are possible to him that believeth. With God, all things are possible. And then all things are possible to him that believeth. What is the meaning of that? With God, all things are possible. To him that believeth, all things are possible. The meaning of that is, he who believeth is in permanent partnership with God. Can you locate those scriptures for me? I believe it is Mark 9:27. All right. Okay, go to the Matthew version. Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Can you check Mark 9:27, Mark 10:23? Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. 10:27. All things are possible to him that believeth. And Jesus said looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. So all things are possible to him that believeth. All things are possible with God. So him that believeth and God are working together. There is something that is constant with God, is possible. There is something that is constant with him that believeth, it is possible. Did you see the mathematical equation? So to him that believeth, him that believeth is in active partnership with God. Is in a unity with God. Easiest way to secure and to get God into the battle of your life is to move with faith. Everyone seated here today, every current battle of your life, I declare it is terminated. Anyone who calls themselves the enemies of your life and the enemies of your soul, they shall see your God in battle. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. The Lord must amen. Now, how do you trigger the release of preservation faith? How do you activate the release of preservation faith? What would you do to get faith to produce preservation? Or to make faith to work in order for preservation to happen for you? Number one. Ingredients of preservation faith, number one, is the revelation of the word. The revelation of the word. Particularly preservation word. Romans chapter 10 verse 8. This is the word. But what saith thee, the word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So then faith coming by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Faith for preservation is anchored on revelations of preservation. You must have understanding of scripture that forbid you being a victim in the hands of the devil or in the hands of witches. You must have revelation of the word. Understanding of the scripture that guarantee the fulfillment of your days. If you don't have it currently, preservation messages abound everywhere. Have a message series, a whole series on fulfilling your days. You are of God. You have overcome them. No weapon formed. All those kind of messages. You charge your faith with light. Preservation faith is a function of preservation light. It's a function of preservation revelation. So, number one is the revelation of the word. Number two is access to the voice of God. Another way to say it is sensitivity to spiritual signals. Access to the voice of God - sensitivity to spiritual signals. It is a dimension of faith to know that you are not meant to go for that journey and you stop the journey. It wasn't unbelief, it was faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing. Hearing can be scripture. The second hearing can be the voice. Hearing and hearing. Psalm 29 verse 3 to 4. He said, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. That's the word. The water is the word, according to Ephesians 5:26. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. It injects you with power. You dreamt in the night. Some things, you are sensitive to them, you deal with them. God spoke to you. God showed you things. They enhance faith. You know, when Moses heard God and he said, go to Pharaoh, that voice produced a faith that made him to withstand Pharaoh. Hallelujah. Right now I announce against every monitoring spirit, satanic forces planted to monitor your life and destiny, I declare them uprooted by fire. And if they will not leave you alone, they shall be laid to rest. Monitoring devils, monitoring agents, monitoring point of contacts. Every altar, every shrine, anything, anywhere, you, including human beings, that have been planted by hell to monitor your life, my life, this church, the body of Christ, in this nation. We decree they are set on fire. And I prophesy a new wave of sensitivity, a new wave of discernment, a new wave of clarity of hearing. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus, take your seat. Access to the voice of the Lord. Number three is watchfulness for the peace of God. You want to charge your faith for preservation, number one. Have the revelation of the word, especially preservation word. Number two, have access to the voice of God. Be sensitive to spiritual signals. Don't go on a journey you are not meant to go. Don't hang around with people you are not meant to hang around with. Third is watchfulness for the peace of God. Please understand that peace is a companion of faith. Peace is a companion of faith. Romans chapter 5 verse 1. The Bible said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Peace. Faith is at risk where peace is lost. It is difficult to get faith to work where peace is lost. Meaning of it is, you are about to enter a business transaction, you lost your peace. You still went ahead. It will be difficult for your faith to make that business work. Because peace is the strength of faith. You are about to enter into a marriage. You lost your peace. You still went ahead to marry. That marriage may become damaged at the end. You are about to embark upon a journey. You lost your peace. Summary is, it is hard for faith to walk where the peace of God is lost, because God can't work against himself. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 and 7. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and you will confirm that you are in order when the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, garrisons your heart and your mind. It's a confirmation that you are in order, that your faith will work. Faith in the absence of peace is a challenge. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Avoid everything that brings your life under tension. Avoid everything that brings your life under pressure. Avoid everything that brings your life under internal crisis. It will make it difficult for both faith or God to work. Number four, what do you do to add the faith, preservation faith? The fourth thing to do is the refusal and rejection of fear. Refusal and rejection of fear. Actually, to me, it means reaction against fear. Job said in Job chapter 3, verse 25 to 26, he said, "For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me." I'd like you to know that faith and fear are diametrically opposed. They are mutually exclusive. What's the meaning of that? The presence of one is normally the absence of the other. If you allow faith to exist, fear is not permitted to exist. And if you allow fear to exist, faith can't exist. It can't function. So if you want to grow your faith, you must kill your fear. Did you hear what I just said? You want to grow your faith, you must kill your fear. You must starve your fear and feed your faith. Very, very important. Matthew chapter 8 verse 25. Matthew chapter 8 verse 25. Jesus speaking. And his disciples say, came to him and awoke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we perish." Verse 26. And he said unto them, "Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith?" See? Why are ye fearful? Why are you full of fear? Full of fear and little of faith. Why are you fearful? Now, it's more rugged if you look at Mark chapter 4 verse 40. Mark chapter 4 verse 40. He said, and he said unto them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" Fullness of fear is emptiness of faith. That's the meaning. Fullness of fear equals emptiness of faith. Why are you so fearful? Why is it you have no faith? Where fear is full, faith is empty. And where faith is empty, life is at risk. Because the just shall live by his faith. Where fear is full, faith is empty. And where faith is empty, life is at risk. That is why when the devil wants to attack you, he introduces fear. And every time you begin to see signals of fear, begin to war against them. Faith cometh by hearing. Fear liveth by hearing. So begin to hear. Continue to hear the kind of things that make fear impossible. Begin to hear what will lionize you. What will ruggedize you, flamatize you, fireize you. Begin to listen to what will degrassify you and rockify you. That is, will change you from being a grass to rock. That's the meaning. Degrassification and rockification. That was what happened to Peter. Peter, Simon means grass. Peter means rock. So when Jesus encountered him, when the fire of the Holy Ghost came upon him on the day of Pentecost, he was degrassified and absolutely rockified. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Look at the number, say, "I refuse to be a chicken. I am a lion, ready to roar." Hey! life. Anybody say, I refuse to be a chicken. I am a lion. Ready to roar. Someone here told me the other day, said she has found a new way to sleep. And what is that new way? Just listen to rugged messages and go to sleep. Your sleep will be full of encounters. Positive ones. Not lizard running and jumping across your head. And what else? And wall gecko. Just hanging around. Do you understand what I'm saying? You see, you need to come to the point where you cause your spirit to gain dominance over both the mind and the flesh. That happens by giving the spirit the food of the spirit. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every rhema that proceeds from the mouth of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Now the spirit of fear, you have no place in the life of anyone here and anyone connected, related, associated, watching from around the world. I take authority over the spirit of fear. You are arrested and you are released back to hell. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Shout the loudest believers, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. So, the refusal and the rejection of fear. Number five is the clearness of the conscience. The clearness of the conscience. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 1, it said, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Boldness of faith happens with the clearness of the conscience. Boldness of faith, it happens with the clearness of the conscience. Nothing fights faith like guilt. I told you the story of a judge some time ago. I went to a state to minister. And this judge came to me. He said, he was presiding over a case of homicide or something. Somebody killed somebody. And as he was progressing in the case, the person who was guilty as charged, him and his family were trying to compromise him. But he refused. He was going to mete out the fullest weight of the law. So the people turned diabolical. I heard it from his mouth. He said, he will come to court and once it is that particular case, he begins to vibrate. His hands, he can't write nothing. And they were threatening his life, threatening everything. He came to me and said, Pastor, I want you to pray for me. He explained the case to me. And he said, this is what happened. This is what they tried. But this is how I decided to go with the case according to the law. And they began to threaten me. You see, and I began to feel as if what they were saying was going to work because what he was feeling on his judgments. He said, but Pastor, I've been in this work for over 30 something years. He said, if I have collected one naira from anybody to influence any judgment, let their charm work. Let anything they want to do against me work. He said, but if I have not collected one naira, then they have failed. Just pray for me. Ay, 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 ay. When I heard that, I prayed with all the passion. I prayed with all the anger. The righteous are as bold as a lion, as a lion, as a lion, as a lion, as a lion. Let them kill me. That is what he was saying. If I have been a compromiseful judge, but if I have not, then they have failed. And they failed. They failed. They failed. We prayed in agreement. They failed. He fulfilled his day. They failed. Am I communicating? Your faith is strengthened when your conscience is clear. Do everything you can to maintain the clearness of the conscience. Don't give any devil. He's called the accuser of the brethren. In the midst of the most serious time where you need divine intervention, he might be telling you, who told you God can hear you now? That devil is a bastard. Who told you are qualified to be heard? That devil is a bastard. I announce to someone here today, every grip of the enemy on your life, on your character, on your activities, every such grip is broken now. In the name of Jesus. The clearness of the conscience, number 6, please take your seat. Number 6 is value for testimonies. Revelation chapter 12 verse 11a, we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies. When you sit in church and you pay attention to testimonies, I think one of the, we talked about bringing out testimony books. I think one of the very first ones we like to bring out is the testimony, preservation testimonies. When you hear what God has done for another, it charges you up to expect him to do likewise for you. Luke chapter 1 verse 45, the angel told Elizabeth told Mary, he said, blessed is he, and blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. The Lord has spoken to Mary concerning her being pregnant, because Elizabeth, she knew, was pregnant. David said, the God who delivered me from the lion and the bear, who delivered me from this uncircumcised Philistine. Now hear this. Whatever God has done in the life of someone is a prophecy regarding what he can do in your life. That is not even more drastic. More drastic is, if God has ever delivered you from the lion, the next thing he will deliver you from is the Goliath. God will always do it bigger next time. He always does it bigger next time. He always does it bigger next time. Am I communicating at all? Your last deliverance is the seed for your future deliverance, for your next deliverance. So it's important for you to know that. And that's why it is important for us to. One of our pastors testified last week during our pastor's meeting. Suddenly he began to feel dizzy and he left the pulpit. Went and sat on his chair and left the chair and went to the office. Suddenly he said, what he saw challenged him. His wife was calling him, he couldn't answer anymore. Nothing. He said, in that instant, he saw me, the mantle of the commission, appeared. Hold this mic for me. With two hands in the pocket. Eyes like fire. It appeared like I was addressing a personality he wasn't seeing. No! 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 Not again! Not this one! Satan, thus far you have gone, proceed no further! Say, instantly, there was a coffin lying near him. He scattered on the spot. And he got up. Strength. They took him to the hospital already. IV line. By the evening, he told them, I want to go home.
He said, let's leave the ID line because the way you came, we are not sure. They left it till the next day. Normal, perfect. He said, you better remove it now. I want to travel to Abuja. He had to remove it. He traveled with his wife, came. That is a testimony that says you are not wastable. Every coffin they prepared for you or your loved ones, I stand here by the same mantle and the same authority, and I say no, no, no. Not again, not anyone, not this one, not anybody. Satan, thus far you have gone. Proceed no further in Jesus' name. I don't know who the devil took from your life before, in your family, or before their time. Whether it is your mother, and the young man said, his father was cut short before time. His father was cut short before time. His father traveled abroad, came back, and then entered some deals with people. Before you can say praise the Lord, he was killed. He died young. And then this same death was coming for him, like an evil foundation. No wonder he says, no, 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 not again, not this one. And I added, not anyone. Thus far you have gone, and no further. I announce to somebody here, you shall fulfill your days. Above all, anywhere they have prepared for anybody's coffin or funeral, I declare that coffin scatters now. Everyone connected, related, associated with this commission, on any hospital bed anywhere in the world, in any form of emergency anywhere, I declare right now, the life of Jesus visits you where you are. Thank you, Master. Look at your neighbor, say, not you. Not anyone. Say, the devil has no place in your life. You shall fulfill your days. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Value for testimonies. Please don't despise testimonies. Don't try to come to church when the testimony has been taken. One testimony can be a lifesaver for you. If you came and service had gone beyond the testimony time, look for the testimonies of that day. And see what God has done. And finally, the attitude of thanksgiving. Recognizing source. Recognizing God as the source of every intervention is a faith operation. Recognizing God as the source of all interventions. Intervention that caused you preservation, that fulfilled your life. Intervention of openings. Recognizing God as the source of all interventions is a faith operation. They believed his word. They sang his praise. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me. And so on and so forth. Why is this important? See the equation. Recognizing God as the source of all intervention is a faith operation. And whenever God sees fit, he moves further into action. Do you see that? You recognize God? Oh Lord, it is not by mistake that I am alive. Lord, I could have even died from that hospitalization. But you preserved me. That is a faith operation. That is the acknowledgement of the almightiness of God and his involvement in your life. And that faith operation further moves him. Say, Satan, if you are looking for anybody, not this one,
Don't ever allow the devil to make you permanently focus on what is yet to be done. Determined to focus on what is already done. Don't let the devil make you focus on what is lost. Determined to focus on what you have. What is left. Somebody is crying that the windscreen of the car got broken in an accident. Crying so bitterly. Just angry and quarreling on the road. Between the broken windscreen and broken eyes. Windscreen can be replaced. How easily replaceable are eyes that are lost in an accident? Don't ever forget that everything the devil brought against you could have been worse than that. God is the reason why the devil could not proceed beyond how he went. Somebody say amen. So don't, the morale of this is, don't let the devil focus you on negatives. No matter how bad it is, it's not totally bad. The fact that you are alive means it's not totally bad. He said, to him that is joined to the living, there is hope. The living dog is better than a dead lion. Say amen. Even if it is not your own life, divine intervention in somebody else's life should be a subject of thanksgiving by yourself. That is, God helps somebody. God rescues somebody. God delivers somebody. And it got to your notice. Profusely appreciate it. Because it is a seed for your own intervention. Stand up on your feet. Somebody got promoted. Don't be angry. Look at me. We're all in the same church or the same. No, no. That is a wrong mindset. Rejoice for them. So that God can bring you to a point where others can rejoice for you. You know what I do? When I see good things in people, I push it out. I pull it out. Am I communicating at all? I push it out. I pull it out. There are many people who have sung on this altar. Not as if they are the best singers in the world. Some were pulled out. There is something you carry. Let your generation see it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What will make happen for others, God makes happen for you. And listen, anything you focus on magnifies. It multiplies. That's the power of the magnifying glass. Focus brings magnification. Focus on what God is doing, it will multiply. Focus on what the devil is doing, it will multiply. It's a matter of choice. Somebody say amen. Anybody blessed today? Anybody receive preservation faith today? Somebody say louder amen. Each of us I say, Father, I am grateful for the gift of life. I thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. I thank you for your help for life.
life.
For health.
For health.
For strength.
For strength.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I'm alive today.
Because I'm alive today.
By your mercy.
By your mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For frustrating.
For frustrating.
The devil.
The devil.
He planned,
contrary,
but you forbade
that devil.
I am here today. I am alive today. And I will live to fulfill my days and fulfill my destiny because of you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Look at your neighbor, say it is well with you. Say the devil has failed in your life. Tell him you are successful. Because you are here. Because you are on your feet. The devil planned otherwise. But you are still here. And you will be here for a long time. And I'd like to let somebody know the answer you are looking for. It's already in your hands. I am anointed to announce to somebody. There is something you are looking for. That is looking for you right now. The other day, I had a revelation about somebody. And the revelation, the summary I got from that revelation was to do something, a particular something for that person. And then suddenly I got a text message from him and he said, "Excuse me, sir, I need to see you urgently." I said, "All right, you are welcome." When he came, he said, "I want you to do something for me." And I said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he said, "Whatever you decide, I want to leave it for you." I said, "All right." I was actually meant to call you within the last 1 to 2 weeks because I saw something about what I should do for you. He said, "Wow." And I said to him, "And this is what it is." He said, "That was what I wanted to say. But I wanted you to say it." He said, "I told God." He said, "I told God, I want him to tell me." Now, I was meant to text or call him for the last 5-6 days. I delayed to today until he said, "I want to see you." And he came and we're talking about what God already revealed to me. It's in the strength of that I just said to you, what you are looking for is already looking for you. What you are trusting God for is already looking for you. What you think you are trusting God to solve as a problem already has an answer waiting for you. All right. In the strength of this, I would like us to celebrate for like 7 minutes or 5 minutes. Just celebrate like God has done it. Like God has given you an answer. Like God has done something unusual for you. Like God has changed your story already. Like something you are trusting God for. God has already released it. And there are people here, because what I say unto one, I say to all. There are people here before the day is over, by 12 midnight tonight, you will walk into something. You will walk into a victory. You will walk into a deliverance. And I am sure that Nigeria also has an answer. An answer waiting in God. There is something that we are trusting the Lord for, that God has already done for us as a nation.
And in the name of Jesus, it shall be manifested in his time. Walk to seven people, tell them what you are looking for is looking for you.
You are worthy to be praised, to be honored and adored. Oh Lord, you are worthy.
How many are celebrating? Celebrate.
You
are worthy to be praised,
to be honored and adored.
You are worthy.
To be honored.
worship. Thoughts of good and not of evil. To give you an expected end. We are going to lift up our voice and say, Father, thank you for your good thoughts. For my life, for my family, for my destiny, for your good thoughts. For the church in Nigeria, for this church. Thank you for your good thoughts for this nation. Thank you because it shall come to pass. We are thanking tonight. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, thank you for your good thoughts,
for your good thoughts,
for my life,
for my life,
for my family,
for my family,
for my destiny.
For my destiny.
Thank you,
thank you
for your good thoughts,
for your good thoughts,
for the church,
for the church
in Nigeria,
in Nigeria,
for this church,
for this church,
for Dunamis.
For Dunamis.
Thank you,
thank you
for your good thoughts,
for your good thoughts,
for Nigeria,
for Nigeria,
our nation,
our nation.
They shall come to pass.
Come to pass.
In the name of Jesus,
they
can say, Father,
Father,
thank you,
thank you
for your good thoughts,
for your good thoughts,
for my life,
for my life,
for my family,
for my family,
for my destiny,
for my destiny,
for the church,
for the church
in Nigeria,
in Nigeria,
for this church,
for this church,
for Dunamis,
for Dunamis,
for our nation,
our nation,
Nigeria,
Nigeria.
Thank you, Lord,
thank you, Lord,
because this shall come to pass. Open your mouth and thank him. Open your mouth and speak. Thank you because this shall come to pass. No devil shall stop it. No power of hell shall stop it. They shall come to pass. Your good thoughts for my life, for my family, for my destiny, for the church in Nigeria, for this church, for Dynamics. Thank you, Lord, for your good thoughts for our nation, Nigeria. Thank you, Lord, because this shall come to pass. They shall come to pass. In your name, in Jesus' precious name, so shall it be. Lift up your hands everywhere you are and receive what God has in store for you today. Hello. And he prays that trouble me. Many there be that rise up against me. Many there be who say of my soul, there is no help for me in God. And you alone. And a shield all around me. You alone are the leaves around my head. You alone are the strength around my life. In you I'm satisfied. You alone are the shield all around me. You alone are the leaves around my head. You alone are the strength around my life. In you I'm satisfied. Lift your hands up. Masho koko bana. Mesto fete sitaka. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands up. The Bible says, because of the savour of thy good ointment, thy name is as anointment poured forth. Therefore, the virgins love thee. Lift their hands high and whisper the name Jesus. Receive what he has in store for you tonight. Receive what he has in store for you tonight. Receive what he has brought for you here tonight. Receive your freedom. Receive your deliverance. Receive your preservation. Receive your breakthrough. Receive your testimony.
Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. We thank you, Lord, because it is done. Lift your hands high. And you are here tonight. You are saying, Pastor, I've heard the word. And I need to give my life to Christ. I want to be forgiven of my sins. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. Pick your Bibles and your bags and quickly rush to the front here. I'll give you the count of seven. And when you are there, two. When you are there, three. When you are there, when you are there, quickly move from everywhere you are to surrender your life to Jesus. Surrender your life to Jesus. Have the yoke of sin broken. While you are coming, the communion people can take position as well. There is no need to worry. There is no need to fear. The battle may be raging, but the victory is sure. When you are there, 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 when you are there. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you always lead me. When you are there, when you are there, when you are there. Place your hand on your chest, all of you in the front, and say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I receive the grace to live for you, Lord, and do your will. Thank you, Master.